Life is full of spectra and dichotomies. Freedom versus harmony, individuals versus collectives, traditions versus progress, emotions versus intellect. To everything there are trade-offs, with risks and rewards. How do we find the balance between these seemingly opposite positions, and why is it so important? All that, coming up on The Furtive American. Hello and welcome to The Furtive American. I am The Furtive American, and today we're talking about finding the balance about all sorts of things in life. And to be very frank, this is something which I need input and conversation about, because it's something that I don't really have a firm position on, or rather I'm still trying to figure out what my position is on finding the balance about things. And so really this was, I was thinking about this because last week there was one Wednesday morning where I couldn't stay asleep. Sometimes I have this issue where I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to sleep again. And I got to thinking about a lesson in the previous night's quiet time with my wife. We were reading James chapter 5, and this was in that passage there was an indictment against rich and oppressive people in the church, and you know it's really important that they were to remember that they were rich and oppressive. And we also saw that God places equal gravity on what we do and say, not one or the other. And there was something that we talked about, and there was a particular thought that I had, which I shared with her, and I said, when you go, your riches don't go with you. And unless, you know, you're really, really rich, people generally don't remember your riches. They remember your character and what you've said and done, typically speaking, anyway. And so, you know, what we do has an effect on people, and how we behave is determined by what we believe, right? And what we believe is determined by what we prioritize in our lives, generally speaking, anyway. And that's the problem for me. There are so many conflicting priorities and lines of thought that it's really hard. At least for me anyway, it's really hard to figure out where is the place on the line that we ought to be in, or that I ought to be in. So, I mean, there's so many conflicting priorities and lines of thought. Freedom versus harmony, individuals versus collectives, traditions versus progress, emotion versus intellect. And some of the things that I was thinking of was things like, you know, I've said this before, I'm a libertarian, right? I don't like oversight, lots of oversight. I don't like overly onerous and numerous regulations and rules. At the same time, I accept that, you know, there comes responsibility with that. But as much as I consider myself to be a libertarian, I can also see the benefits of calibrated restriction of personal liberties. Especially with the whole pandemic going on, I've seen that not over-restricting personal liberties, but a calibrated restriction of personal liberties can have certain benefits. Things can get done, lives can be saved, hurt can be avoided. But, you know, essentially, at my core, I'm still a libertarian. I don't like overbearing regulations. Individuals versus collectives. You know, we can't ignore the fact that we are individuals, but at the same time, I was also thinking, you know, in societies or in certain anecdotal pieces of evidence that you see people being so individualistic that they can't work and fit with the people around them. The most obvious example would be, you know, things like what's colloquially known as Karens or Kens. If you know them by any other name, let me know. But, you know, like Karens or and Kens, when they're so individualistic, so, you know, I am the only thing that matters, and I don't really care what the collective thinks or wants. And, you know, there's a balance to be had there, too. Traditions versus progress. You know, we've all heard, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But if we don't push boundaries, how are we going to improve? It's going to be challenging if we just keep doing things the way it always has been. And of course, emotion versus intellect. And this is something that I struggle with because, you know, we're not robots. But if you prioritize emotions too much, then that will result in a very unstable person, I believe. If you just go with what you feel all the time without considering anything else, it's going to be very tumultuous, and you're going to become a very unstable person, I believe, because emotions change all the time. And so, I mean, I believe there's a balance to be found somewhere in all of these things. I don't quite know where that balance is all the time. And it's probably going to be different for different people. It's probably not going to be a one-size-fits-all, but, you know, it's going to be difficult to pinpoint accurately where that point is. I hope you get what I mean. I mean, we see examples of each of the of these dichotomies in the Bible, each of these ends of the spectrum in the Bible. You know, God's laws restricted certain personal liberties in the interest of harmony and safety. But yet, you know, Christ berated the Jewish religious leaders for their overzealous regulations, right, in the New Testament. God also worked with individuals as he did with people groups. And we see in both the Old and New Testaments, there are both traditions to be kept and some of them to be archived, that they aren't to be practiced anymore. And you know, the last thing, God is perfectly rational, I believe, but yet demonstrated sometimes strong emotion. We see this, you know, when he got angry or when he got sad or when he was pleased with something. Those demonstrations of his emotions can be very, very intense. And so, you know, I admit fully, I suck at this. This is an area in which I do not excel, in the words of Sloan Sabbath in The Newsroom. This is an area in which I do not excel at all. And I learned this really hard when I met my wife. And she had to point out that, you know, yes, you have this point of view, but there are other points of view to consider. And this was really hard for me because, or rather hard for me to learn, because I grew up in sort of environment, a very authoritarian environment growing up, whether it be at home or outside of the home in church, there was a great deal of, you know, I'm the authority, I'm telling you something, you just do it. And when you grow up that way, it doesn't really, it's not really conducive to thinking about why something is done, or whether or not there are other ways of looking at things. It's just, you know, there is only this way of doing it, and then you do it that way. So it kind of spilled over into other areas of life, and it doesn't help, and it didn't help for sure, when I grew up in a sort of church where everything had a spiritual and moral tag to it. It was either right or wrong, which I believe everything, there is a right and wrong to everything. I'm just not quite sure whether or not we in our limited minds, in our limited brains, can always figure out what right and wrong is in a particular situation all the time. I'm just not so sure of that anymore. But that was the sort of environment that I grew up in, where there is always a right and wrong, and invariably, I would end up wrong on the wrong side of things. And whatever, you know, authority figure said, that was right. Because for some reason, that always fit into what the Bible said, or at least that was what I was told. So I was not really in environments that were conducive to thinking about the why of how things are being done, or the why of what you believe in. As much as, you know, fundamental Baptist churches are going to disagree with that, and I believe in some churches that's really not the case, but at least where I was, that was the case, where, you know, I remember very clearly once the pastor saying, you know, your pastor is the spiritual authority. This was a visiting pastor to our church, and this pastor said, oh, you know, your pastor is the spiritual authority. God speaks to your pastor, and then your pastor speaks to you, and so you just do what your pastor says, and you submit to him and obey him. And it's, I don't think that's a good thing, because when you grow up and you go into the real world and you realize that there are different things at looking at things, different ways of looking at things. And maybe at some point in the future, I'll dive into these issues, some of these issues that I experienced in the church. Let me know if those are things that you've experienced as well. And maybe we can start a conversation about this, but, you know, there were issues of personal liberties that got curtailed because someone in authority said it had to be done this way. And as I grew up, it's like, hey, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be done that way, because there are other factors that weren't considered in informing that world view, as it were, or opinion, or position. And so, yeah, you know, how do we form our positions on things? Because I still believe that there is a right and wrong, as I've said earlier. And I don't want to err on the side of liberty and end up going into territory that isn't right. But at the same time, I don't want to err on the side of caution, because equally evil things have happened, have come out of erring on the side of caution. So, yeah, I know I'm kind of going around in circles a bit, but you get the idea. There is a balance, I believe, that needs to be found, but how do we find that balance? Again, if you've heard previous episodes, you would know I'm not that old. I don't have, you know, that many decades of life experience. So if you have something to add to this conversation, if you have perspectives or experiences that have helped you answer this question, please do let me know. And do get in touch, because this is something that I really, really am interested to find out, to figure out. Where is the balance? Because there are there are a lot of consequences either way. If you err on the side of caution, or if you err on the side of permissiveness, is that the word that I'm looking for? I think so. But, you know, if you err on either side too much, if you don't find the right point, then there are consequences, either through the restriction of freedoms or through the over-permissiveness of freedoms. So, yeah. If you have input on this, if you have experiences on this, please let me know. And yeah, this episode is going to be a bit shorter than the past three, because I really don't have that much to say. I'm really more interested in hearing what you have to say about this. So hopefully we can get in touch and talk about this. You can write to me on Twitter at FurtiveAmerican. And if this subject gets really hot, then of course we can talk about this in future episodes as well, maybe even the next episode. So once again, thanks for listening. I really do appreciate the time that you've taken. And until we meet again, Goodbye.